Yo, it's episode 150. Look at that, 150 of these motherfuckers. Not making a big deal out of it because, you know, what, every 50 days? Gonna have a big celebration. Every 100 days. Do it on the 100s. You do it every day, you know. So, July 5th. It's my nephew's birthday. Also my old college roommate's birthday. So, probably some other people's birthday. Definitely other people born today. So, happy birthday to everybody. And, yesterday was America's birthday. I didn't see any fireworks at all. I was eating steak. Had a wonderful steak dinner during the fireworks. That's the time to get in the restaurant. Everybody's wanting to watch the fireworks. Just go into a restaurant. No wait. I started recording this like fucking... This is what happened. It's like 12:30. Now, first I got up this morning at like 5 a.m. because Jacqueline had a 7:45 flight. She's on her way to Billings, Montana. She's doing a run of shows. Billings, Iowa City, Spokane, Washington, some other places. She's opening for Fred Armisen this weekend at these different locations. If Fred Armisen is playing in where you are, then she will be with him, and you should go. I started recording this. I got 3 minutes in. Then my phone rings. It's Jacqueline. She's at the Denver airport. I was up for 5. I couldn't get back to sleep. But then I got back to sleep. Woke up at noon. Started recording. Jacqueline called. Then I'm on the phone with her for 20 minutes while she's killing time, waiting for her connection flight. And then I had to be like, listen, I gotta go. I gotta finish recording. And I got stuff to do before I leave tomorrow morning for Bloomington. I'm going to Bloomington, Indiana. Of course, I've mentioned this before. This weekend, Comedy Addict with Mike Birbiglia. Come on out if you are there. And if you live in the old... If you live in a place where you hear Bob and Tom, I'll be on the Bob and Tom show on Friday. That's the Bob and Tom radio show, which is a big deal on a lot of the country. I don't know exactly how many markets are in, but there's a whole lot. I didn't grow up in a Bob and Tom market, but I heard about them all my life. So that's exciting. Listen to me on a real live radio show that people enjoy, and not just this. So let's see. Oh, and is there anything else? I don't know. I think that's it. There's not much else to talk about. I'll be in Rochester, New York, with Jacqueline and Mike next weekend. And then, of course, the week after that, Montreal. That's all the upcoming stuff. So let's just get into the news, and then I can get my stuff done. All the things I need. You get it. France to make vaccination mandatory from 2018, as it is unacceptable. Children are still dying in measles. I guess they also watch that John Oliver show a week ago or 2 weeks ago, whenever he did the vaccine one that I watched. Maybe that, you know, that's, and then all of a sudden I'm like, vaccines! When I don't know anything about that stuff. I don't have kids. And no plans on them. And I'm not asking other people about their vaccinations or their kids. Although someone told me we're not vaccinating our kids, I'd be like, you're fucking crazy. It'd be even before John Oliver. You know, that sounds a little shady. Even though, you know, there's some celebrities behind it. And who doesn't know about the facts like celebrities? North Korea's Kim Jong-un says ICBM a gift to American bastards on their July 4th anniversary. I guess that's their intercontinental ballistic missile. Is that what that ICBM? That's man, he doesn't like us. The North Koreans, you know, that Kim Jong-un doesn't like us. He's calling us bastards. Which, you know, that's not that. For a dictator like that, kind of restraining. American bastards. He could have called us motherfuckers. He could have called us cunts. I'm sorry to use the C word. If that's abrasive to you, I just love the word so much. He could have called us also many different kinds of homophobic slurs or misogynistic terms that people use to try to insult people. Well, with bastards. So I'd say not the harshest of words. I think we've used pretty, we criticize his weight. I think John McCain's called him a fat baby. That's got to hurt. Even if you're a dictator, that's got to hurt to hear that. I mean, he does. That's what he looks. He looks like a grown baby, like kind of a fat baby, but because he's, you know, he's got the chubby cheeks and everything. But that's you know, maybe we should try to be like, hey, try to be friends with him. Like that seems to be working well with what's the dude's name? The fucking, you know, Dennis Rodman. It works for Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman's like, hey, I just went over there and was nice to him. And guess what? He's being cool to me. He has me come. Although, you know, he likes Dennis Rodman because he's a basketball player. So maybe it wouldn't work for... He might like Trump. Yeah, he's into the 90s. Kim Jong-un, you know, Trump, in that Home Alone 2, maybe he might like him because of that. Maybe we just kind of sell him on the Home Alone 2 aspect of it. It's a thought. All right. United Airlines apologizes after giving away toddlers' seat. Oh, United. All the airlines, they all always get in trouble. I'm not going to read that article. I don't feel like it. Potentially thousands of prisoners prevented from voting in federal elections. Freedom of Information Act document reveal. This is like a weird news source. Oh, this is a fucking Australian election? Why is it the top? I understand this is like, this is Reddit, so like anybody can upvote this stuff, but I just thought it says FOI doc. Do they have the freedom of information? I'm very confused by the news sources that get upvoted to the top here, because, I mean, Australian news? I don't know. You gotta look at the... I should have looked at the source first. I just started reading because I was like looking for some kind of any story. I don't know. This is a clusterfuck of a show. I'm sorry. 150 is a clusterfuck, officially. HIV positive track coach accused of sexually assaulting at least 7 boys in Maryland. Ooh. Now, I just, I don't trust, this is, I don't trust any man that wants to work with children. This is a man. And I think any man that wants to work with children needs to be thoroughly interviewed and then arrested. Because there's something, they're up to something. No one gets into that for that they just want to help kids. Something's up. All these stories are all horrific. Let's see, where are we at on time? I think I'm going to go because I do have a busy day. I'm sorry, I have a busy day. And then tomorrow, shit, I don't know how it's going to work tomorrow. I'm going to have to record like super early and maybe I'll be able to put it up before I leave. Maybe I won't. Maybe the episode won't go up until like late and it might not get recorded till late. I don't know what's going to happen. I got an early flight, so we'll see how it goes down, but I'll do my best. 151 might be fucked up. I don't know. We'll see. I'll do my best. I'll talk to you fucks tomorrow at some point. All right? We love you.